CBHDD is reminding people that the Georgia Crisis and Access Line can help those worried about opioid and stimulant misuse. The toll-free number is online and is active 24/7. More information at opioidresponse.info.
The thing that's different from back then from today is like the fact that our technology is way different, and the way like we convict people and how we gather evidence and all that other stuff, that's way different. We have a lot more protocols put in place so things like that won't happen.
You know, but then I think of Sandra Bland.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I completely forgot about that. It's also kind of weird that there weren't any cameras where she was. Because it's like, you're in a county jail, there should be cameras everywhere just in case something weird happens or something like that. And you have no evidence of what happened. That's kind of fishy to me.
You know, a camera isn't always going to be playing when something's happening. A camera, there's going to always be a blind spot in those cameras. That's sometimes, technology doesn't always help sometimes.
There were guards, you know, there were jailers who were walking past the cell of Charles Oatman and the four other people who were in the cell with him.
Oh.
So, like, they just kept walking, like, knowing what was happening.
Remember, it was a jail that was built for 50 people, and there were 150 people.
Oh.
That's kind of, that just makes it even more suspicious about, like,
so they just
really
walk
happened.
By hearing all that, like, suffering and stuff. They just
exactly.
walk by it all. I couldn't ever,
that's
even
why,
if I didn't,
suspicious.
Even if I was, like, in their place, like, as, like, horrible in the head as them, I still couldn't, like, stand that.
Oh, yeah, that would, like, break me.
But you also gotta think their position maybe they have to do that. Like,
have to walk by somebody getting murdered?
Yeah. I don't know.
They can't just, like, keep walking by the cell, hearing them scream and all that.
It's their job to make sure that no prisoners die. Mm. It's their job to keep the prisoners safe and make sure that all parties stay until they are due to be released or they are due to be on trial.
It's a case of people, individual people with biases and high parts in the law enforcement basically calling the shots, like Charles Oatman and Sandra Bland. It's a case of people being like, they don't really care about and don't really do anything about and just put them aside and...
When you say people, you mean like the public at large?
Like
nobody really cared what happened to Sandra Bland, or do you mean people like...
The law enforcement and like the judges and the people who were actually supposed to be like doing something about this... And it's kind of like this one cop is kind of, maybe he's a little bad in the head or whatever, and he's just not thinking right, but he did this and affected someone's life because either he has a bias or he's just not thinking right at that time.
I mean, I think the Charles Oatman thing could have happened, like, to this day. Because then again, you still have people who just don't care. Like, whatever's happening, they don't feel like it's any of their business because it's not them or it has nothing to do with them or, like, it's not affecting them. But, yeah, it could have happened today, but it might have been stopped because, I mean, we have, like, better... Like, we were talking about technology and stuff and, like, cameras and all that. But I think it would have been stopped if it happened today. But then again, it could have still happened.
Could that... I think the Sandra Bland thing could have happened back in the 70s, but Charles Oatman, no. Like, he wouldn't... That wouldn't be...
happen today?
No. Like, that wouldn't have happened, because I do recall you saying that he disabled. So there are laws and stuff in place to keep stuff like that from happening. Like,
hold up a second. What I'm asking is not, could Charles Oatman
could it have
tried it...
What could it have happened? Okay.
Could Charles Oatman's situation, where he gets put in a jail with adults, even though he's not an adult,
mm-mm.
and beaten
oh,
to death,
no.
and then the police say, oh, he just fell off of his bunk.
No.
That couldn't happen today.
No, it could not, because, you know, there are, I've just seen it in TV shows and stuff like that, there are separate holding cells for people who are over the age of 18 and who are under the age of 18, like they're minors, so you get put somewhere else, and not like, whoa, and not like with the general consensus of people.
I hate to tell you this, but there actually was a place for youth to stay. he should have been in the youth development center.
Yeah, that definitely couldn't have happened today.
Yeah, so apparently, like, behind us was a department store and a liquor store.
Like, where the funeral home is?
Uh-huh.
The department store was set on fire.
Huh. So, was the liquor store also burnt down, or was it just...
I think it was just ransacked.
Just kind of having that visual of what used to... I don't know... why I would have said something like that. Probably because I couldn't foresee something like this happening. Just the blatant disrespect for humanity. Like, I don't... It baffles me because I'm like, wow, I really had that much trust in, you know, our federal system to where they wouldn't purposely want to harm us and just disregard us as human beings. But now it's like... oh, I see how you really are. Y'all had me fooled. Like, wow. It's interesting. What changed? I would probably say this entire situation, the quarantine, all that stuff, changes my perspective entirely. And it made me more cautious when I go outside, who I'm around, when I'm walking down the street, my friends walking down the street. Like, I hate having to fear for my own friends' lives like that, and even my own, and my own family's.